Two Star Valley Health. I don't know if I want to call it a toy, but you guys got to be pretty excited about it. Dr. Green, let's maybe start with you. Tell us about what's coming to the surgery department.
Well, we're getting a robot to help us do surgery, and we're very excited about this. I think it'll be a great tool to help us continue doing the same thing that we're doing, but have some more ability to do it and do it easier. There's, you know, quite a bit of benefit to this. Faster recovery. We can do some things that we previously couldn't do, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay. So, Dr. Cowan, if you could maybe describe what this robot is to our listeners so maybe they could get an image of it in their head. What is this thing?
Well, we've almost gone to Star Wars or Star Trek here, but what this is it takes laparoscopic surgery and takes it that much further. So it takes the principles of laparoscopic surgery, and there's three different components to it. There's some arms, and it looks like a spider, to be honest with you. There's four different arms that we can control at any given time from a different console. Keep in mind, the robot is not doing the operation. We're actually doing the operation. But it allows us finer control, more range of motion. And like Dr. Green was just saying, that does nothing but benefit the patient and the community and as a whole. And this is a significant investment by Star Valley Health in the community.
So, Dr. Green, what kind of training goes into this to make so that you guys can operate this and make it part of your surgeries?
Well, as Dr. Cowan kind of alluded to, we're still doing the same operations that we've always done. This just makes things a little bit easier. And so along with this robot comes some extensive training that we're both participating in. And we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just getting a better tool to continue doing what we're doing.
Okay. And Dr. Cowan, any specific surgeries that this is used for, or is it kind of a general use tool?
Yeah, good question. So what we're going to be using it specifically for would be hernias, both inguinal and abdominal wall hernias, gallbladder removals, and it also adds an element for OBGYN surgery. Now, we do not have an OBGYN, but that's one of the reasons for this robot is physician recruitment. And so it does offer a wide array of possibilities, including bowel resections that previously we were not doing here for several different reasons. But this would allow us to at least entertain those options.
Okay. So if someone out there listening is thinking, okay, this sounds like something out of the Spider-Man series. I got this robot with arms kind of like hovering over me now. You can actually go see this machine on Thursday, correct? Dr. Green, tell us about this.
Right. We're going to have an open house on Thursday. And you can bring your whole family by and check out the robot and get an opportunity to see how it works.
Okay. And that's from 4 to 6 this Thursday, I believe, right? So you can – and can people actually test it out, take it for a drive?
Well, they can. And it's really – it's kind of cool. And I think it's very, very interesting for everybody to come see. I know we've got the high school coming over, the robotics class and some things like that to look at it. But it is fascinating.
And when you guys are operating this machine, are you looking at a screen and doing it? I'm assuming you're still right next to the patient and everything, right? So how does that work?
We're actually at a different console. We're actually away from the patient a little ways, but we are immersed in a 3D screen. So we have complete 3D vision. And all I can do is say, come take a look at it, and you can experience what we see. It's fantastic. It's fascinating.
Doctors Green and Dr. Cowan in studio with Star Valley Health. Anything else on this that you wanted to mention while we have you in studio today?
Well, just like Dr. Cowan said, most of the surgeries we do now, we're looking at a screen, but this is a better screen. And so it's going to be helpful to, continue to move forward and provide a higher level of care to the community here. And I think it's remarkable that we have this tool in this small of a community. So.
I was going to ask, this can't be a very common thing to have in rural areas, right?
We're very fortunate, and there's only a handful of these in the state of Wyoming, and we are certainly one of the lucky ones and probably one of the smallest hospitals in Wyoming to have one of these. But, again, it just shows the commitment Star Valley Health has to this community.
Again, you can go see the robot at the at the open house at Star Valley Health. It's this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's Drs. Cowan and Dr. Green in studio. Thank you both for stopping by today. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.